at some point in your life, you trusted the information that somebody was giving you. And that someone you trusted told you that a car was a car, a tree was a tree, a bird was a bird, the blue stuff above you is the sky. And that's the way that we began to determine what we believe to be a fact. Most of the things that we believe to be a fact in our lives are told to us through our stories or the news that we hear. So my question would be, if they were deceiving you with the stories they tell you, would you be able to recognize that?
Look, talking of all you perverts, it was a big year. It was a big year for paedophile movies. Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care.
Most people don't want to cross the psychological line that this stuff is going on. We all have a mental defense mechanism. It's like finally admitting there's an elite pedophile ring. I mean, most people just don't want to go there. And the same is here. You, psychologically, you lose your safety, your security, and whatever innocence you have when you realize that this stuff is really going on. And it's a chore to cross over that barrier and realize, oh my gosh, this stuff is really happening. And that's why it takes critical thinking. The people have got to look at this stuff critically and see what they're being fed so they can cross that psychological line that they just refuse to see it when it's right in front of them.
When Kevin said there's an elite pedophile ring, well, I'm thinking to myself, this is a hard thing for me to come to terms with. Now, it made me start thinking about conversations and things I'd heard, but I'd never saw it. It's not out in the open. And to me, I was like, no one could do that. Because, I mean, if I saw someone hurting a kid, I would kill them. I mean, I would literally kill them. I would never allow someone to hurt a child in front of me. Things Kevin was saying were things that were hard for me to cross the barrier. I did not want to believe it. I didn't want to go there. But as I went down this journey, I forced myself to go consider, what if this is real? And the only person that was talking about this stuff was a girl named Liz Crokin. And the media had declared her completely out of her mind. But as I started researching some of the things she was reporting on, I was like, there's truth to what she's saying. So I want to talk to her.
I started working in journalism at a very young age. I got my first job working for Fox Chicago at about the age of 17 years old at the University of Iowa. I studied political science and journalism. One semester, I interned for Bill O'Reilly at Fox News Channel. My last year in college, I interned for the State Department's White House reporter, and that placed me reporting in the White House every single day for a few months. I went on to work for the Chicago Tribune, and my first boss there told me that everything that I should get should be checked over and over and over again and verified to death. That's how I was trained, and that's what a true, honest journalist does. I started covering local politics and local hard news, and then eventually I got my own column for 7 years where I interviewed tons of celebrities and politicians and musicians and worked at Us Weekly, and then at one point I worked at In Touch Weekly magazine. But then in 2015, I felt the need to get back into covering hard news, and in early 2016, I started working for Town Hall, and then eventually I started working for the New York Observer and broke a lot of election-related stories. I worked in media for over 2 decades, and I never had any issues. I was very well respected. I basically was embraced by the mainstream media until I started reporting on Pizzagate. Now, when Pizzagate came out, the media tried to turn Pizzagate into something that wasn't.
Surprises of the presidential campaign was the explosion of fake news on the internet.
28-year-old Edgar Welch was arrested in Washington Sunday afternoon outside Comet Ping Pong, a popular family pizza parlor. D.C. police say Welch fired at least one round into the restaurant floor with an AR-15 rifle like this one on his Facebook page. No one was injured.
Someone on Twitter, whose name remains unverified but has several thousand followers, posted that new emails found on Anthony Weiner's computer confirmed that Hillary Clinton was involved in a pedophilia ring. The rumor spread, inspiring some newfound internet sleuths to start digging around in John Podesta's hacked emails, searching for proof and location of the so-called sex ring.
In those emails, they are absolutely littered with code words. And many of these code words are food words, such as pizza.
Somebody said to me, hey, Dave, search for pizza in Podesta's emails. And once you go down that rabbit hole, you never really emerge the same person.
It was obvious from the get-go that these words were code words for something else because the context that they were used in did not make sense.
To be clear, not one single email in the Podesta emails discusses child sex trafficking or pedophilia. That is a fact. But there are dozens of what seem to be strangely worded emails dealing with pizza and handkerchiefs. Investigators say that those words in the emails about pizza and the talk of handkerchiefs is code language used by pedophiles.
There is some kind of code language. They're just not talking about pizza, folks. Who phrases that? Who blocks out an hour of time to eat a slice of pizza?
You can get a service for a half an hour. You can get a massage for a half an hour, but you can't get food for a half an hour. It just absolutely makes no sense.
There's other ones like, the realtor found a handkerchief. I think it has a map that seems pizza related. And another one is, Obama spent $65,000 flying in pizza and hot dogs from Chicago. Are we using the same channels?
Pizza is a well-known pedophile code word that actually has been used by law enforcement to arrest online sexual predators of children. And there's been multiple arrests that have been made by law enforcement of pedophiles trying to solicit children by using the pedophile code word pizza.
2007, unclassified FBI document. That document, according to the FBI, contains commonly used symbols by pedophiles to express their preference in children. Notice this one on the end, the triangle. That image signifies something called boy love. The pizza place next door to Comet Ping Pong Pizza, Vesta Pizza, well, this was their logo until only a few weeks ago.
People don't know that because the mainstream media refuses to cover it.
The entire mainstream media redefined what Pizzagate was to make it sound ridiculous and less believable. And then they had people like Megyn Kelly come in, interview James Elefantis, didn't ask him any challenging questions.
A conspiracy theory that even the DC police say has no basis in fact.
She didn't ask him any questions about the pictures of children on his Instagram page looking abused, being sexualized. She didn't ask him about the pedophile talk. So the whole mainstream media painted him as this poor victim, as this person that was innocent, that was just victimized, as something that wasn't true. But just his Instagram page alone should have been enough for authorities to look into him.
Investigators have already proven there's nothing to this story, right? Well, actually, no. And that's what you need to know. For all that is here, there has not been one single public investigation of any of this, not from local police, not from the FBI, no one. And that has to be the big question, not for Podesta or for pizza parlor owners, but for law enforcement. Based on what may be or may not be here, the big question is, why hasn't any investigation taken place?
This is insane.
So many people in the mainstream media have said Pizzagate is a conspiracy theory. Pizzagate has been debunked. It has not been debunked. If it's been debunked, explain the code words. No one to this day, including John Podesta himself, can explain the code words in his emails.
Hey, John Podesta, can you please explain why you have children rented for entertainment for your adult hot tub parties? No one has ever explained why John Podesta has literal pedophile and cannibalism paintings all over his office and his home. Tony Podesta too. And then you look into the spirit cooking dinners, and you look into Marina Abramović, who's the one that was conducting the spirit cooking dinners. Why are they going to spirit cooking dinners? Why are they sacrificing chickens to Moloch in their backyard? This isn't my words, this is their words. This is in their emails.
I'd be willing to debate anyone who thinks that Pizzagate has been debunked.
You asked me am I getting additional briefings? That was the first and last time I talked.
So October 9th is the last time you've heard from the FBI at all?
Yes.
You have not gotten an update on the investigation to your personal email?
That is correct.
So not only did the mainstream media lie to you about Pizzagate, they actually told you that it was illegal to read John Podesta's emails on WikiLeaks. Chris Cuomo, with a straight face on CNN, looked into the cameras and said, it's illegal for you to read John Podesta's emails.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
That's
from
how scared they are of those emails. And that's how explosive the content in those emails are, that they felt the need that they had to tell you, you could not read those emails. And if you do, you might get arrested. Lie.
It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
People that blow the whistle on elite pedophiles tend to have accidents. And a lot of those people have died mysteriously.
NBC News has learned that disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein is dead. Epstein took his own life while he was behind bars.
There's absolutely no excuse for this. What happened here to me is mind-boggling. The guy was a high-risk prisoner, wasn't he? I mean, he's a guy that there are probably 50 very important people that have a motive to kill him. We don't even know who they are. It's true. But we know there are some people that are in a lot of trouble because of Epstein. They know who they are.
Would you raise your hand, please? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in the matter now pending?
A shocking new report from the New York Times sheds light on the connection between Microsoft founder Bill Gates and the late Jeffrey Epstein. You report these two men met at least six times.
Well, I believe there were more. This included visits to the mansion, seeing each other in Seattle, flying on Epstein's plane.
When flight logs revealed that Gates had been a passenger on the Lolita Express, he claimed that he didn't know that the private jet belonged to Epstein. He also denied that he and Mr. Epstein were involved in any business deals. However, an expose by the New York Times revealed that not only did Bill Gates initiate a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein well after he was convicted of sex crimes, but the two were also involved in the process of co-founding a multi-billion dollar charitable fund.
Why would they ever set up a charitable trust benefiting Jeffrey Epstein?
That it was all about philanthropy, that Bill Gates just wanted to find new sources of money.
Why would one of the richest men in the world choose to partner with the world's most notorious pedophile?
His flight logs contain names of some of the biggest, most famous, and most powerful people on the planet. Members of the royal family, Prince Andrew, models like Naomi Campbell, famous actors like Kevin Spacey, Bill Clinton on those flight logs over 25 times. Hillary Clinton, she's also been to the island. So the bigger question is, how many people that went on his private jet, that went to his private island, that went to his massive ranch in New Mexico, were also involved in the rape, torture, and trafficking of children?
It hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him.
And the amazing thing about Cindy McCain is that her husband was a senator. She was on a board with the governor of Texas. She knew about Jeffrey Epstein. She did nothing. And her organization, the role of her organization is supposed to be to stop people like Jeffrey Epstein. They all knew. They did nothing about it. When Ricky Gervais said at the Golden Globes, you're all friends of Jeffrey Epstein, he wasn't lying.
So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself, just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right. But
and how many of those elites have been to his island? Not only is the mainstream media complicit, I would argue that they're accessories in the crimes against children.
She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Brad Edwards, the attorney 3 years ago saying there will come a day where we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
Then what happened in early 2018, Keith Raniere, who ran the NXIVM child sex trafficking cult, was arrested. Who else was arrested? Allison Mack. She's a famous celebrity who was on Smallville. She was also arrested for being a member of this cult that was involved in trafficking children. And not only trafficking children, they were running preschools down in Mexico. And NXIVM is another example of how these elite pedophile rings exist, because this was a massive organization. This was funded by really wealthy people, including the Seagram heiresses, Nancy Salzman and Claire Bronfman. So obviously they were using those preschools to traffic children. And the cult also engaged in human torture experiments on some of their members. And there actually was a civil lawsuit that was filed by 90 of their victims just the other day. So I imagine we are going to hear more about the human experiments, the torturing, the sexual abuse, and the child sex trafficking in this civil lawsuit. And a lot of the techniques that we see in this cult are very similar to the techniques that our government used in the MKUltra program.
He was branding women with Keith's initials. And they were like, well, what's the bad thing exactly about that? Everyone in the outside world, AKA the real world, is like, they're branding women. So I left. I went to the executive board and I said, I want my photos back. I want my videos back. The branding session was filmed. I want all of that back. I want my collateral back. None of that happened.
And it's the same fear, mind control, and you'll be destroyed if you cross, get into the upper elites. And if you get to that point, if you start revealing anything, they have the same system to completely destroy you, destroy your career, blackmail you like Epstein, keep you, catch you, film you in compromising positions. And this goes both within Hollywood and celebrities and some of the elite. And it also goes on in Congress and the Senate. And if they even insinuate that they're going to reveal some of these things, they're done.
A lot of people here tonight felt like they lost. You know why? Because y'all been lied to. Google lied to you.
Google.
Facebook lied to you. Radio lied to you.
The powerful people that be, whether it's the music industry or the movie industry, you are only allowed a certain level of success if you are willing to join their club. If you're willing to be part of their secret society, or if you're compromised, they will not let someone obtain a lot of fame and power if they can't control you.
A classic example, at least for me, is Katy Perry. Katy Perry was a gospel singer, very talented, but she was going nowhere. And she got up to Hollywood and basically they said, you want to be a success? You play by our rules. You step into the occult and you start putting that in your videos. And now she's doing videos with her in hell with satanic themes. And she's what? highly successful. You see that over with Lady Gaga, who came out and actually said she was so tired of being handled and manipulated, she had to take a break.
That this young, outrageous girl wears strange clothes. She's into extremes. She's experimental. She has 43 million people on the Twitter following her, whatever she do, little monsters. And she came really very humble to my house and asked me if I can teach her. We made this workshop in the woods, and she was such a good student. She never cheated. She really went much farther than I asked her for.
She is a limitless human being. As myself, a self-proclaimed pop performance artist, want to go home and slit my wrists, and I, you know, I am nothing. I have achieved no sense of art. She is so boundless.
Ta choice za performance zbog Lady Gaga odjednom su počeli sintesu za moj rad. Tako da prešao sam iz te, mislim, normalne kulture u mas kulturu, što je.
Marina Abramović, of course, is in the Podesta emails, and she's the one that conducts the spear cooking dinners. She said that Marina did an exercise with her where she stripped her completely naked and left her in the middle of the woods to fend for herself and find her way back. Those are the kinds of things that people who are behind the MKUltra programs do to children that they're mind controlling. We know Marina Abramović is a Satanist. You Google Marina Abramović's name in spirit cooking, and you will find hundreds of pictures of Marina Abramović's events where they will have, for example, a cake that looks like a human being, and they'll depict human cannibalism. And they claim they're not engaging in cannibalism. And you will find A-list actors and famous politicians and other very famous and successful, powerful business people at her events. They literally have food that look like human beings on dinner tables.
He's Italian and Greek, I mean, you know.
And a very good cook.
And a very good cook. And I'm sure there's something very nefarious about that risotto recipe. So,
after I started researching the cult, I learned that Satanists believe that they have to reveal who they are in some way, shape, or form. So that is why we see a lot of these occult members in Hollywood constantly flaunting symbolism. We see the pyramid, the Illuminati pyramid a lot. We see the evil one eye constantly. It's always on the cover of magazines. We see these are supposed to be the 666 devil symbols. We constantly see those symbols. We also see pedophile symbols, the swirl or the triangle within a triangle.
I guarantee this wasn't his first.
And we also see a lot of these members of the cult go on their social media and they talk about raping children. They talk about worshiping Satan. And people write it off as a joke. But they're not joking. I don't care if you're a major comedian. You can't tell me that's funny, because there is no joke about raping children that's funny.
You don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
Well, you don't know. Jimmy Fallon doesn't know. David Letterman doesn't know.
We don't know.
All the comics and show business don't know what this is.
It takes guts to put out a film that does this, because no one's done it up until now. But when that's done and people see these facts and they say, my gosh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about the Gulf of Tonkin. I didn't know that about the Vietnam War. My gosh. And they go in, they check it out, and it's all true. And now they're seeing the dots. And a good film will teach them how to practice critical thinking, to analyze what you're watching. If we can get people to analyze what they're watching, we've crossed a huge hurdle. Because once they start analyzing it, they're going to see the dots. And typically, the dots will connect themselves.
Liz Crokin put herself so far out in front that she was mocked. She was laughed at. She was called crazy. Well, let me ask you a question. For all those people that did that to Liz, does she seem so crazy now?
When you put all of those facts together and you use critical thinking, you realize this stuff is real. There's not one smoking gun. There's many small smoking guns that you have to piece together, and you have to use critical thinking to understand this stuff is real. So again, the bigger question is, now that Jeffrey Epstein's been exposed and he's allegedly dead, how many of his friends that were frequent visitors on his sex trafficking islands were also involved in the rape, torture, and trafficking of children? And that's what Pizzagate is.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's gonna pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time with a child, 5 to 10 times a day. God's children are not for sale.
How long have you been doing this?
12 years now.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
Yo tengo por rescatar niños, ¿verdad? ¿Puedes ayudarme a encontrar mi hermana?
Te lo prometo.
For Homeland Security, you know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
Which means she'll disappear for good. Imagine walking in.
You quit and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be at Moscow, Bangkok, LA. She's a major operator.
It's rebel territory. No one goes in. Not the army, police, not us.
What if this was your daughter?
There's no Marine unit coming.
You're on your own.
This job tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance. Those pieces back together.
When God tells you what to do, you cannot hesitate.
An estimated 2 million children are trafficked every year, and we can help them. Sound of Freedom is based on a true story about real-life heroes saving kids from the dark world of child trafficking. We know this is heartbreaking and it hurts to look at, but the first step in helping these children is hearing their story. Not enough people know this problem exists, and even fewer people are willing to do anything about it. Our goal is to inspire 2 million people to attend the film's opening weekend, to represent the 2 million trafficked children around the world. To spread the word, Angel Studios set up a Pay It Forward program where you can pay for someone else's ticket who might not otherwise see it. If the ticket price is stopping you from attending, claim your free ticket at angel.com/freedom. Sound of Freedom opens the week of July 4th. Every parent, every adult, and every teenager in America should be there to see it. If millions of us come together today to see this film, we could propel the movement to help save millions of children around the world. And you can send the message that God's children are no longer for sale.
Yeah, well worth watching that. Hopefully you got something out of that. Share it forward. Hopefully we'll be able to go see it. Take care. God bless. See you later. Bye-bye.